being still during a life of action under letters and comments. I am reading the back issues of the Maharishi's newsletters in the March-April 2010 issue under the heading Being Still. It was mentioned, if we cease to identify with the actions, doing what appears to be right spontaneously, without thought of gain or loss, and not allowing any residue of attachment to the action to stick, those activities will be a source of freedom. I have two questions for which I would like to seek your advice or clarification, especially around what appears to be right spontaneously without thought of gain or loss. Question 1. Trained to think analytically and logically in every aspect of life, getting rid of such a mind poses more problems. Even going to a place, booking a ticket, planning the activities, every aspect requires some kind of thinking or planning. How do I act spontaneously and without thinking about gain or loss? Not necessarily materialistically. Question 2. Are we supposed to follow this same advice even in professional work life, where nothing happens without planning? At least that is how I was conditioned. Kindly bear with my ignorance and advise me on this. Devotee from California. There is nothing wrong with the sadhaka applying his mind to the work at hand. For example, you have a vacation to plan. You need to purchase tickets and plan an itinerary for you and your family, perhaps to take advantage of ticket savings and secure your travel arrangements. You will have to do this long before the journey. So do it. Focus on this work and do it to the best of your ability. There is nothing wrong with that. In fact, you would be considered negligent to do otherwise. Now, how this activity can benefit you spiritually is the question. It all depends upon the attitude applied to the work. First of all, the work should be done without attachment to the outcome. You do it as a required duty, understanding all along that success or failure in the endeavor is already predestined. Your happiness should not depend upon the success or failure of the job at hand, whether at work or at home. Your real happiness should emerge from within, from the source of peace that you connect with by following the path taught and lived by Bhagavan Ramana. The actions you perform in life that come to you spontaneously should not be shunned as obstacles towards peace or spiritual fulfillment. Give your full attention to them at the required moment, but know in your heart that God alone is the doer of all action. He prompts us into action and enables us to act through His inscrutable power or Shakti. We are only instruments, puppets, tools in His hands. To understand these truths, meditation is required. The more we are connected to the current of awareness experienced during meditation, the greater will be our understanding that we, in truth, are not the doers. With continued practice, that current of pure awareness will be experienced even during physical and mental activity. At some point, by grace, the ego dissolves and we experience everything as pure awareness alone. Actions then go on by themselves without any individual volition. There is action, there is planning and analyzing, but the individual doer has bowed out and the self alone permeates all existence. That will be the crown of your efforts, and that is why the practice of stilling the mind, inquiring into the source of our being, is the most important work for all true seekers. From this simple practice, immortal beatitude unfolds and all doubts are resolved. Editor.